And Chris, the EU had convened an emergency summit on this topic for tomorrow, well, to talk about the trade and the tariff threats. That meeting, we understand, is still going to go ahead. What more do we know?
Well, Trump had said he will now not impose that 10% tariff that was going to kick in on 8 countries starting on February the 1st. The amount was to go up to 25%, he said, until he got Greenland. Now, the EU initially did not fire back with tariffs of its own, but they did make one significant move by putting off ratifying a trade deal with the U.S. So, as you say, the summit is going ahead. There may not be retaliation, but there sure are an awful lot of questions. And really, it's very hard to see Europe after this ever looking at the United States quite in the same way again. There is a real sense of betrayal, especially in Denmark. Today, Trump slagged its contributions to NATO. He belittled Denmark's military. He trashed all of Europe, saying it's weak and ineffective. And he also said the U.S. spends trillions of dollars on NATO and gets nothing. And of course, remember, Susan, he actually already has a deal to use as much of Greenland as he wants for the U.S. military. And all of that is leaving hard feelings and really destroys trust.